All right, Michael, I was right, obviously. The San Antonio Spurs did win Game 3. We'll get into that. Last night, there wasn't a lot of crazy distractions, so we'll discuss. Big 12, it's up to them to save the day, because I think they need to come together and boycott Texas Tech. We'll discuss all that. Mark Johnson, the voice of the Colorado Buffaloes, will join us later on in the program. We have a very special guest to start off the show, something that is near and dear to my heart and very special. So we'll get to that right now. Michael, the whole show starts
right now.
Oh, there you go. To the whole show, powered by Mosquito Joe of Northern Colorado. I was working out in the yard last night, Michael, and guess what wasn't on my body? A mosquito. So that was exciting for me. Good way to start the summer. They can't stop the sunburns and all that, apparently. But maybe that'll be a new feature. We got a lot of sports to get into today. We're going to be talking to Mark Johnson, the voice of the Buffs. Excited for that. Nuggets stuff, off-season priorities. How likely is it that an Aaron Gordon or Jamal Murray gets traded? More on the Brendan Sorsby thing, the dude that gambled on his own team but basically sued the NCAA, and now he is playing again next year, so it's fun. But the Big 12 might be stepping in, along with other conferences that are saying, yeah, don't schedule Texas Tech. We'll see. I'll get into it. Joining me in the Aloe Fiber Studios, great friend of mine, Carmen Peake, the founder and president of the NoCo Autism Connection. Carmen, great to have you in studio.
Thanks for having me. I'm excited.
Oh, well, we've got, obviously, I want to talk a little bit about what you do. And we've got a fun event that I love. We did it last year the first time. Mm-hmm. It was the Autism Dads Night Out. And we did it at Peculiar Ales, yes, in Windsor. Mm-hmm. And it was so, you know, we had UNC head football coach Ed Lamb. Because mm-hmm. we're all parents dealing with not the same things, but at least we're in the same community kind of thing when it comes to autism. Mm-hmm. And you have such a wonderful organization, and it's growing. You're doing an awesome job. But we actually met you because we were able to go to a movie theater with my child. Because of you, because of what you put on.
Yes, thank you. I love that you guys were able to do that. And I know it's super scary and hard to get out of the house and to try new things. And so, yeah, some of our events are our parents' first experience doing Santa photos, doing, you know, sensory-friendly hours at like a bouncy house place, or the movie theater events have been really successful too in the past. And so we're just happy that families get to experience those things because of our safe spaces that we're creating.
It was awesome because for us to go to a movie, that would mean my child is going to run up and down the stairs 400,000 times.
Mine too.
And then maybe watch 5 seconds of the yes. movie, but really just absorb it, take it in as he's running. But what you created with this was essentially renting out a space, renting yeah. out a theater, and making it for autism parents and kids only mm-hmm. for this opportunity. So when my kid's running all over the place, not one parent turned their neck to be like, what's going on, man? I got to see what Moana's up yeah. to here. It was zero judgment.
Yeah.
And my wife and I, now we didn't finish the movie. We left a little bit earlier. Gavin was like, you know what? I got a good exercise in. I'm good. But we were very emotional when we were leaving.
Yes.
We're taking pictures of him in a movie theater.
Yes, and those are the successes that like look different for us, right? My son does the same thing. He walks the perimeter of the entire theater 100 times during the whole movie.
Mm-hmm.
But no parents bat an eye because we're all there for the same reason and we all understand. And it's just that safe space that we need in order to try those things. And I actually remember chatting with Brittany before you guys even came, and she was asking for like pictures to show the expectations and stuff like
yes.
that. So that is what we have to do as autism parents in order to even try something, but then to be able to celebrate those successes that look like maybe 15 minutes of an hour and a half long movie
yep.
of running around the entire time. Guess what? That's a success for us. So
yeah.
that's so fun. I love to hear that.
It was very special to us. And then you and I started connecting through other various connections
yeah.
that we've made here through the station
yes.
with some of our clientele. And then we started talking about working together on on this dad's night out kind of thing. Mm-hmm. And then one of my great connections with UNC head football coach Ed Lamb has turned out to be a wonderful friend of mine.
Yes.
He has a child also on the spectrum. Yep. He and I connected early on in his coaching career here at UNC about that. And when I asked him to be involved with this, mm-hmm. it was a no-brainer.
Yeah.
And it was so much fun. And I think, you know, for the most part, guys weren't just sitting around, you know, going 100% in on their family dynamic. A lot of it was sports talk.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of it was that. And then, oh, by the way, here's what, yeah, we kind of go through some of this stuff too. Mm-hmm. It was I say therapeutic kind of situation.
Yeah. Just to be able to talk to other parents that are going through the same, it's a unique parenting experience, and the spectrum is so wide that we all do experience different things, but there is also those like similarities and like mm-hmm. our experiences, like, oh, that also happened to me and I don't feel alone because I get to talk to another parent about why this is hard or why this was such a huge celebration when something like this happened. But just to have all these amazing autism dads be able to do something like this for our community is so amazing, and I cannot wait for our next one next week too.
The conversations, because I mean, you and I, we were sharing, you know, battle stories earlier before you jumped on, and so many of, you know, when we talk to parents that don't have children on the spectrum, mm-hmm. They're asking the right questions, but they go into like, hey, I'm sure your kid's probably playing basketball right now. I'm sure he's like star.
Yeah.
And then you're like, but when you're at this event, none of those questions exist.
No.
They're more like, you know, oh, great, cool. I'll wait for you to tell me what's going on.
Yes.
So it was not that the people out in the world are wrong for getting into that,
mm-hmm.
but being in a brewery in kind of this cutoff room where there's like zero expectations of what's going on mm-hmm. with your child. It was, again, it was moving.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because every parent's the thing that I like about our group is that there's a wide variety of ages. We have families that just got a diagnosis at 18 months old, and we have, you know, moms of 35-year-olds on the spectrum too that are just mm-hmm. looking for that connection and looking to be part of a community of people that understand. And so then we're able to help each other too, right? I love meeting moms of teenagers because, you know, we're going to be there in 8 to 10 years, and so I want to learn more about what they have experienced and what they did that was successful. And so, yeah, just a foundation of understanding where everyone has different expectations than maybe people with typical children. It just looks different for us.
100%.
So there's just that comfort level always.
Well, on your website, nocoautismconnection.org, mm-hmm. you know, you look at one of the top lines there. You don't have to navigate this journey alone. Join mm-hmm. us for connection, community, and belonging if you go to the coming up portion on your website. And that's perfect right there.
Yes.
I mean, there's just not a lot of those expectations for this event or mm-hmm. these events. And you do so many great things. And you got the field day coming up too.
Yes,
I mean,
yes.
It's exciting.
Yeah. The field day is actually, it's our first time ever doing this. And it's one of our larger events too. But it is, we actually started with safety. Like, where can we host all of our families in one space in a fenced-in area where our elopers are not going to, mm-hmm. you know, our parents aren't going to be worried about that. And then an adaptive, inclusive field day was like the first thing we thought of because we want it to be, you know, not a lot of directions, not a lot of expectations, but all these kids on the spectrum that have different needs can enjoy it in their own way. And it's just like meet them where they're at. And so it's wander-friendly, it's elopement-proof, and it's all the important things that, you know, we value you as autism parents, and it's our first year doing it, so we're like super excited too.
It's amazing the things you look at when you're like, our kid, yeah, he'll definitely jump that fence and he'll be ready to rock and roll. He'll be in your house next, you know, going through your fridge.
Yeah,
those are always things we look at. Secure mm-hmm. the perimeter,
mm-hmm.
you know, like, all right, make sure we've got that all closed off.
Yeah, my husband and I, our favorite thing to say is, you know, we are brave enough to go in a public outing if we can be contained and entertained. Mm-hmm. So that is literally the baseline of everything we do, like the movie theater. Yes, there's only one door here in this theater, so they are contained and entertained. And that's what we have to think about
that
in order
great.
To go anywhere.
I might have to steal that one.
Yeah, you can. Yeah,
same,
it's our phrase.
Same stuff. We're all, you look at all the doors. We did some swim therapy at a hotel in Windsor.
Yeah.
And, you know, you go into the pool, and I learned this the hard way. There's actually an exit in the pool area, so you can leave there. Of course, my kid, I'm thinking he's jumping in. Nope, he's out the door, and he's walking across the street.
Yep.
It's like I'm running out in a swimming suit chasing this child down. And it was like in December or something like that. So that was a lot of fun.
I know.
Didn't get too far, fortunately.
Thankfully,
but it is amazing. And this is what you do,
mm-hmm.
you know? And I know this started with your own experiences, mm-hmm. and then you suddenly said, I want to learn more. I want to help people,
yes.
even if it's just showing a real sense of community, because there's online,
yeah.
and we see that,
yeah.
but there's a difference being able to sit down with people that might go through similar or close to similar experiences.
Yeah, and that's honestly what we have created is what I was seeking for myself in need of support. And so when we got a diagnosis, both of my children are on the spectrum, and they both received a diagnosis within a year of each other. And so we were just like seeking that in-person support. You know, there was some virtual things. There were things that we could maybe drive a couple hours to get to. But here in Northern Colorado, there was not that in-person support for autism parents specifically. And what I wanted to do was like grab coffee with an autism mom that we could chat for an hour about what, you know, school district they're in and how that experience was, or, you know, my child elopes, what do we do about that?
Yeah.
And that wasn't there. And so that's, I kind of just started with like the mom to mom support, and we started as a Facebook group of autism moms. And now we have over 900 moms just in that private
wow.
Facebook group alone. So there was a need there. And then the organization, you know, followed that with all of our fun events that we get to do. But it was kind of what I needed, so.
Oh, and that's what so
yeah.
many people,
yes.
we need. Even just you and I, in the 15 minutes we spent talking in there,
yeah.
we're connected. We're like, oh, you go through that too?
Yes.
That's something you have
I
to
know.
Do. So, and you know, it doesn't fix anything necessarily, but it does at the same time. Because
yeah.
just knowing, okay, I'm not the only person. It's not me
yes.
making it worse or whatever. It's this can happen
yes.
with these families.
Yeah, and just the reducing isolation. Like that is like our main goal always, whether it's reducing isolation for the mom, reducing isolation for the dad, or the individual on the spectrum too. Like we actually in the summertime will do teens and adult on the spectrum events as well. And so just reducing isolation for every person in that family unit is our goal for everybody. So that's why the dads, you know, the dads event is a separate fun event, and the moms and the little kid events like our sensory friendly hours, but then also for our teens and adults on the spectrum too. Overall, we are trying to reduce that isolation because it's very isolating for sure.
Yeah, coming up next Friday for us anyway, Autism Dads Night Out, Friday night, June 19th, 5 o'clock to 7 at Peculiar Ales. And this was, I mean, I shared some of those stories with you. And like I said, a lot of it was we're having a good time, mm-hmm. you know, we're talking about our stories. Man, there were some really good, intense conversations, not political or anything like that, mm-hmm. but just as far as what they were experiencing
yes,
in their life.
The dad experience
yeah.
of our unique parenting experience with children on the spectrum.
Yeah.
It's like we all go through different things, but they are similar to where we can say, oh, wow, you did also go through this, and I'm not alone, and I'm not, you know, crazy for thinking this way and
mm-hmm.
for feeling tired and all those things.
Well, you know, having, you know, Ed Lamb there too,
yeah.
I think there was something, you know, for dads, especially sports fans,
mm-hmm.
there is something kind of powerful seeing a Division I head football coach
mm-hmm.
say that I'm going through a lot of this stuff too. And
yeah.
they're thinking, how do you balance that? How are you able to coach? It is something that's really encouraging for a lot of these dads. What I loved was there was just one moment where almost every dad just kind of made a horseshoe around Ed. And they're just all ears talking
yes.
football, how
yes.
do you do it? And it was really cool.
Yeah, just to hear from an experienced dad that has an older kiddo,
yeah.
right? I mean, my kids are young, so I always like to hear from parents that have experienced a lot more than me. But yeah, it's always a good like learning experience, but then also just to like not feel totally alone. Oh, I have gone through that also, so
yeah.
I'm not the only one in the world going through this right now, you know?
I love it, and I'm honored to be a part of it,
yeah.
so I'm looking forward to next Friday. And if people want to get involved, maybe specifically for Autism Dads Night Out, just
mm-hmm.
to come out there
mm-hmm.
or anything, looking at your field day stuff, mm-hmm. any new upcoming items, is the best way to go about that. Check your website out.
Yes, check our website out. Our email is there, so you can always shoot us an email, and then we actually just based on the situation, try to fit community partners in where we can, grandparents in where we can. We try to support, you know, siblings and the whole family unit. So all of our events kind of cover the whole family unit, but then also community partners coming to us, like, how can we partner? How can we support you guys? Our email is always the best way to do it, because then we can kind of see the need, see where we can fit people in to either benefit from some of our events or to support them, too. We have a lot of people that want to support. Like, how
yeah.
can we help make more of these, or how can we share these with our families that we also serve, just to kind of get the word out there as well. But yeah, shoot us an email. We have our field day coming up too, and we're also looking for community partners to join us on that day too.
NOCOAutismConnection.org. And you know, I've ran into so many people just recently. They're like, I want to get involved. You know, I want to work with, give me Carmen's information. I want to talk to her. Mm-hmm. And it's exciting because the more people, I always used to hate like the word like spread awareness.
Yeah.
But now being a parent with this situation,
it's important.
It is important because I have a nephew that's also on the spectrum. Mm-hmm. He is completely different than my child. Mm-hmm. And so I think it's important that we all recognize that just because that kid did it this way and it might be perceived as a real positive way, mm-hmm. doesn't always mean that's going to work for every other child either.
Yes. And that's what we always say. Even moms that are coming into our group and like, what did you do for X, Y, or Z? We always say like, it's not a one size fits all.
Yeah.
There are so many resources in Northern Colorado and so many therapies and so many, you know, school programs that help. But it really, it depends on the kid. It's like every kid needs X, Y, Z in order to be successful, in order to gain those skills. But it's so different. Even for my two kids alone, like they are both on the spectrum, but they need totally different things all the time. And we just have to meet them where they're at.
Yeah.
And it's a learning experience. Like we just learn over time, like what their sensory needs are, what some of the things that may become aversive are for them. And it's just totally different, even for my two children alone.
And you know, on the awareness side, we joked, but I remember, and I loved our pediatrician, and I told you this story, but I remember when we got the diagnosis, he looked us in the eye and said, you know, at the very worst, he's going to be awkward at cocktail parties.
Yeah.
And I'm like, that so far has not been our story.
Yeah. It's so different for every family. And you really don't know until, and some kiddos like get to a point, but then regress. And then some kids, you know, slowly but surely build those skills. And that's what we see. You know, my daughter is able to have all these communication skills now because of all these therapies. But for my son, it's like him tolerating things is a success. Mm-hmm. Like he tolerates this. Oh my gosh, that's huge for us.
Yeah.
This is amazing. So we just celebrate between the two of them all of those little successes, but it looks totally different for both of them.
Being able to tell those success stories, too, with people that kind of get it is also really powerful.
It is like the most heartwarming, rewarding thing to just see, even for me to be able to see two moms like share a resource. I've seen that in front of my own eyes. And this mom helps this mom by giving her the phone number or email of this thing that worked for their kid. And then, you know, it's a solution for that family. It's like an answered, you know, question for them. And so that is one of the most rewarding things that I've been able to witness, too.
I love it. Carmen, did I miss anything? I want to make sure we get all the information out today while you're here.
Yes. Another thing, speaking of awareness, we do actually also do an All About Autism training, too.
Cool.
So I've had some businesses local here in Northern Colorado that were interested just to learn more. I mean, it's just kind of like a crash course to autism and what it looks like and what it means when you see these things in public. And so that's something, too, that we just started and we're serving the community that way as well.
Well, I think that's important, too, because businesses that want to get involved, there's certainly, it's not as easy as just putting on an event that they would put on for any other person.
Yes.
There's a lot of details that have to be looked at.
And there are some like deal breakers if they want it to be sensory friendly. Like it has to be this, otherwise it's not truly sensory friendly.
Yeah.
And so to find that stuff out, and I have worked with businesses on how to make it successful, and then families are able to come, and then word of mouth. I mean, autism families, we're scared. We probably won't try something unless we hear from another autism parent that it's amazing and it
100%.
Works.
100%. Oh,
so,
we were terrified to do the movie thing.
I
like,
know.
We were like, that's on the schedule. Like, okay, here we go. Walking to the theater,
up,
and then when you leave, you provided such a wonderful environment that it worked out for us.
Yeah. It just takes time and it takes, you know, word of mouth and it does take extra time in, you know, learning what works for kids. And it does take that extra effort. But a lot of businesses that do our training do it and then it's successful.
Mm-hmm.
Like they are getting to serve. And then just to be able to see that as a business owner that like these kids are enjoying my space and it's working, that is super rewarding for sure.
And there's a lot of great people out there that, like I said, I'm running into more and more people that are like, I want to get involved.
Yes.
Maybe they have someone that's on the spectrum or Maybe not. Yeah. They just want to learn more. And they want to be involved. Mm-hmm. So you guys, it's awesome. I love what you're doing. And again, small part that I play, I'm honored to be grateful to have you.
Yeah, on our team, and our Autism Dad Night Out was a success last year. So I'm grateful to have you doing it again this summer.
It'll be a lot of fun. I'm looking forward to it next Friday. Carmen, thank you so much for coming in today. And seriously, for all that you do. Because, again, I know you have your own experiences, but you put that towards something that is helping a lot of people.
Thank you.
I just want to thank you for doing that.
Thank you. I appreciate it. And thanks for having me, Brady.
All right. Sorry about the beard.
That's okay.
They didn't play yesterday, so can't win if you don't play. We got six more.
Yes.
We'll get there. All right, Carmen, we'll catch up with you soon, okay?
Awesome. Thank you.
All right. 25 minutes after the hour. We'll take a short break. Coming up next, the Spurs get game 3, and we'll discuss it. It was a heck of a game, actually, but we'll talk about that coming up next. It's the whole show. Powered by Mosquito Joe on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
The summer months can be busy.
I'm busy!
Keep up with the latest in local news, sports, and weather on Good Morning NoCo, weekdays 6 to 10 on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.